Good morning. High pressure is in control, and after some gusty winds overnight, at times over 40 and in some cases even 50 miles per hour, it's still a bit brisk this morning, although the winds will tend to die out as we get deeper into the morning. Temperatures are cold in the teens and 20s, but will climb back through the 20s and into the 30s with highs near 40 degrees by mid to late afternoon. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine, although clouds will tend to mix in during the day as a storm system approaches from the Midwest. Clouds will increase and thicken this evening as precipitation moves through western and central New York, mainly in the form of snow and sleet. At the onset, we'll see some snow, sleet, and maybe even freezing rain in the western Mohawk Valley, parts of the Adirondacks, and into the Champlain Valley. As we get deeper into the night, milder air will work its way in. Still some snow for parts of the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, where we could see as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet, while for the rest of the region, sleet, a little bit of freezing rain, and just plain rain, mainly from I-90 point south with minimal accumulation. The storm will move right overhead first thing tomorrow morning and depart through New England during the early morning period. Precipitation will then wind down as scattered rain showers, some snow showers on the tail end with colder air flowing in. High temperatures tomorrow will be early in the day and in the upper 30s to around 40. Then behind the storm as a west wind kicks in and gusts at times over 30 miles per hour, temperatures will tend to drop back through the 30s and into the 20s, even though we'll have a return to sunshine. This will leave us with high pressure but cold weather for Thursday, sunny with a high in the 20s before some clouds move in with another weak disturbance on Friday, high temperatures still below normal around 30 degrees. Right now the weekend looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the mid-30s to around 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley and into the central Gulf Coast states. A warm front will lift north to the Ohio Valley with mid-50s dew points and strengthening ascent near a trailing cold front. A broken line of cells or small line segments will develop in this area. Instability will be the limiting factor, but a conditional tornado threat exists over much of Kentucky and perhaps southwestern Ohio. Sufficient shear and strong forcing may mitigate this and support a few longer-lived cells capable of brief tornadoes and or wind damage. Meanwhile, that storm passing through the Midwest will produce snow from the Great Lakes through northern parts of New England. Winter storm warnings have been issued for central Michigan for 6 to 9 inches of snow today. Detroit will pick up 3 to 5 inches of snow, and a winter weather advisory is in effect there. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 11 below zero, and a west wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 22 degrees, the dew point zero. 38% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Imperial in Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Flag Island, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 42, that's 13 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 4.8 inches and still 10.3 inches for the season, which is 36.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 61 set in 1991 and the record low 9 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:45 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to middle 30s. Breezy with snow and sleet tonight, temperatures right around 30 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain developing tonight, breezy with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with highs in the middle 30s. Breezy with snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain tonight with temperatures right around 32. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Cloudy with rain developing tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with rain and perhaps some snow or sleet developing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers, snow showers on the tail end as the wind picks up out of the west, increasing sunshine through the day, temperatures starting in the middle and upper 30s, then dropping through the day. Sunny, much colder Thursday, 20s for highs, mostly cloudy 30 Friday, a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s Saturday, increasing sun near 40 on Sunday, and a chance of rain or snow showers Monday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.